Well, it probably began before we even, well, before I even thought about buying the place. But I was working for a company in Tennant Creek. I used to work for Coca-Cola down there, and I was sort of looking around in the latter years of Coca-Cola life to buy something like this little pub, you know, not specifically this one. But I shopped about and looked at three or four on the highway between sort of Alice Springs and Darwin. And I was delivering drinks to all of them as well at the same time. So I had a little bit of insight as to how they were travelling. And this one in particular was one of those that showed a steady growth in its business, continued to sort of develop itself and it went along fairly nicely. And then at some stage we had a dinner meeting, or a dinner one night with a guy that owned it in Tennant Creek, he and his wife. And he was telling me that he was looking at getting out and he'd had enough of it and blah, blah, blah and whatnot. And I mentioned to him the fact that there was a bloke I knew that might be interested in buying half of it. Because I'd said, I don't think he could have raised enough money to buy all of it. So he said, no, no, I don't want any more partners or anything else. He said, well, I had another partner, it'd be someone I know really well. And we left it at that. And he rang me a couple of days later, said, the guy you're talking about, is that you? I said, yeah, it was. And he said, yeah, I could put up with you, all right. He said, but if you bought it, he said, I'd have to leave and go across to Queensland because I want to go and run a restaurant over there. And I said, well, that'd be all right. Don't worry me if you're here or not. You know, we can be partners still. You're just not here. So in the end, that's what happened.
And this was what, 16, 17 years ago?
It was about middle of 99, July, right. August 99, something like that it was. So my brother and I got together. We cashed up a bit of gear we had and scratched a bit of loot, took a bit of vendor finance and the bloke that owned it. And then we moved in here in November.
Was it a different pub back then to the one see today?
Yeah. It was, because of the sort of licences they had in those days, we still got one of those, but it's a wayside in licence, which means you have the ability to trade 7 days a week, every day of the year. It doesn't matter if it's Good Friday or Christmas Day or whatever. And you could trade between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m, but there was also an optional licence between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m, which meant you could trade 24 hours a day. And in some cases that was happening here, you know, where the pub just didn't shut. It closed down for an hour in the morning to clean it and reopen again. Sure. And that was a sort of, it wasn't regular every day, but it was this continuous late night trading, you know, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and it became a little bit of a messy show. And in the end, when we finally bought the whole thing, that was about 2004, I think it was, or late 2003, early 2004, we settled everything. And the other partner, Bruce, he finished up and left, and his wife, and Robin, my partner, and myself then took over the place ourselves, along with my brother as a silent partner. And we set about turning it into more of a family-type friendly pub, or where the grey nomads had somewhere to go. And they were still coming here, but it just needed to be refined. And Robin, with her expertise in the hospitality industry from previous jobs she's had, and previous jobs she's managed different hotels in London as well, and just not in Australia. She had pubs down in Tasmania for quite some time with her ex-husband and whatnot. And her ability with the organisation of the place, and me doing the bean counting and making sure that everything got paid for, and we were sort of, you know, travelling within our means and whatnot. Between the two of us, we managed to get it to a stage it is now.
It's a pub well known for all of its Aussie humour and paraphernalia. Oh, yeah. Has that been introduced by you guys?
A lot of it has. I mean, the old menu that's up there, that was here when we got here. Things like the old steak sandwiches, and that's how it's spelled, S-T-A-K-E.
That's right. And the bum nuts on toast.
Bum
and stuff
nuts
like
on
that.
Toast, that's right, yeah, that sort of thing. But we've added our own little touch of stuff to it. I mean, at one stage there we had a sign, I was trying to print a sign on the computer that said souvenirs, and you think I could spell the bloody word? And I did a spell check on it and tell me I'd put it type in again to get it wrong again. And I said to Robin, I said, how do you spell souvenirs? She said, what do you mean? I said, you know, things to take home. Well, call them that. So I did. So we've got souvenirs, souvsouvsovisevr, all crossed out, and then underneath it's got things to take home.
Things to take
home. Too hard. And then the word reception became, and we spell phonetically out here because it's a lot easier. Everybody understands it. And the word reception's above our front counter when you first walk in. And that came about by a lady asking me where reception was. We didn't have reception in those days, so we thought we'd better make one. So we did.
Well, I know one of the pictures we'll put up online is the sign from the toilets, T-O-Y-L-E-T-S.
Yep.
Been plenty of big nights there over the years. Is there one that you remember in particular?
The biggest night we probably, the biggest day we probably had here, I think, would have been a Variety Club day, where the Victorian Variety Club bash came here for lunch. There was about 480 people on it, I think. And we catered for their lunch for them and drinks and whatnot. And then they were all supposed to be in Catherine that evening for a function up there. And in the end, I think the next day, we still had 11 cars still here. They hadn't made Catherine yet. They were a day behind because they just couldn't get out of the place. That was a fairly, that was a big day. I mean, the rodeo weekends are fairly big here. We have a reasonably big Anzac Day. Then in our wisdom, our daughter in the early days said, oh, you old farts never want to do anything, you know. You sit around here doing this, looking after grey-haired nomads and wah. What about doing something like a BNS ball? So we said to her, well, if you want a BNS ball, you bloody organise it. So she did. And we held our 12th BNS ball last Easter.
Yeah.
Which is also a really big weekend.
An iconic pub, and it's up for sale. What's happened? What's the story?
Oh, nothing's happened. I mean, if we sell it, it'll be good. If we don't, it'll still be good. That's the way we've looked at it. We're getting to the age. I mean, I'm 63. Robin's about my age as well. And
is that her in the background? Don't dare say my age.
If you put anything in the printer or anything like that, or on radio, she's about 48. But 17 years of it, you know, you're working 7 days a week, probably working 15 hours a day, and you don't get a lot of holidays, a lot of breaks. You know, it's pretty well full-on, full-time. And at the end of it, we've worked about 40 years here on a 38-hour week in 17 years. So that's a lot of work. So we just think that it's probably time that we went off and spoiled ourselves, leave the pub in someone's capable hands, and hopefully see it thrive. Whether or not.
Will the bras on the ceiling be included in the sale?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Everything inside the pub except a couple of personal items will become the owner's own gear. They can do it as they wish.
Do people still put up bras?
Yep. Sure. Yeah, we had a couple the other day, and a couple of girls put some knickers up yesterday afternoon.
Oh, dear. And, well, if it does sell, so you just plan to, what, trip around?
Well, to start with, we want to go. I've only been overseas once in my whole life. We're looking at doing a sort of extensive, probably 6 month travel overseas to start with, and then come back to Australia and look for somewhere to settle. We don't really know where yet, but we'll probably wander around Australia a little bit first and have a look. Not in a caravan, no. But I'm going to a nursing home.
Dear. Oh, no. Well, can I ask, you know, if you do find yourself driving down that little road out of town for the last time, what do you think you're going to miss the most?
Oh, I think it'll be the people that work here and the people that we've worked with, and probably the punters as well. I mean, you know, they're all nice people. We don't really get any really bills here. It's not too bad. That'll be the worst thing. That'll be the worst thing missing, I think, just the everyday meeting of new people.
Well, we won't say goodbye just yet. I hope you'll let us know if there is going to be a final night. And
well, it will be. If we do sell it, it'll be a final night. That will probably be the biggest night.
All the best to you and Robin, and thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
Good on you, mate.